Welcome to
Wrinkled,
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled,
not dead.
Let's do this.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode number 90 of Wrinkled, Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
And we're working at top speed today.
We really are. We had a busy, busy week.
I know. WrinkledNotDead.com is where you can find all our wrinkled stuff. At WrinkledNotDead is our handle on Twitter.
Absolutely. And we also have a company called Michael Bell Productions.
Yes, we do.
And we do radio and TV advertising and corporate training and all kinds of training. And you are going to be emceeing the City of Hope.
I am really honored about this.
This Sunday.
Yeah, I am. And not only is it one of the colossal, fantastic endeavors on the face of the earth to do, I get to do a little bit of MC work for Bassett Home Furnishings here in San Diego, who are the sponsoring company for the little brunch that we're having on Sunday.
And for those of you that don't know about the City of Hope, it is it's tremendous for cancer research and cancer treatments and prevention.
So I'm really excited about it. I just can't seem to focus on much else but that right now, which is fun.
It's fantastic.
But that is fun. Okay. What we learned this week, and this is part of what we're just talking about, is once we finally, you and myself, and I hope you're in agreement, decided on a course of action after a couple of years that are not very good, all the other parts seemed to move around like unblocking a drain, and things started to really happen. I mean, that's why we're so busy this week.
It really did. Once you say, this is it, this is what we're going to do, everyone's focused in one direction, it truly was like taking some Drano and unblocking the drain.
It was a good week. But people will say, well, so what? What took you so long? It took you a couple of years. Well, I guess you always sort of think that, well, I hope this is going to take place. If this takes place, then we'll do this. If that takes place, then we won't do this. But then finally something happens and bam, right?
That's correct. And that's why this week we're talking about the power of positive thinking. Because it was interesting because we were looking around to have someone on the show to be an inspirational speaker to talk about the power of positive thinking. And I said, Mike, this is what we've been doing our whole life.
I know.
We went out and taught the professional people course for the BRIC up in Canada.
Right. A big company up here in the United States. Bunch of folks down here.
Furnishings 2000, and it was called the Professional People Course, and it was all about the power of positive thinking.
Yeah.
And we were sent to some of the very best trainings all over the place.
Yeah, no expense was spared to train us and educate us on how to deliver a message. And I always thought this thing, we were tossing around names like Tony Robbins and all that. Well, he was around back in the day. Come on. But now Tony Robbins is like enormous again in popularity because he's renewed his same message of basically the power of positive thinking, repackaged it a little bit, must be said, for a new and younger audience. But he's doing extraordinarily well. But in terms of that stuff, we've been there, done that, and lived through it more than once.
Absolutely. So
here we are.
We thought we will bring you information on how to get on track for positive thinking.
Right. Okay. So it must be said, even at this point, people always think this too. When we went through hundreds of different trainings with thousands of different people, people would come up to us who are in a corporate structure and say, well, you know what? This is all brainwashing. And after a while, you just have to say, yeah. Sometimes it is because you really need to train your brain, brainwash yourself to create an environment where you're going to do better. And once we sort of got around to that, all this idea of focusing on the power of positive thinking became much easier.
It's so true. And we're going to try to keep it in sort of simplified forms because you can go into this in such depth that we would lose you in 2 minutes, not because you can't follow it, but because most of our listeners will say, been there, done that.
Exactly. And we went through reams of material this week. I mean, there's stuff that we shoveled off for other episodes because it's just so comprehensive a topic. But it can be as simple as this.
5 habits of positive living.
Okay.
Number 1, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. 2, help someone in need.
Absolutely. You give, you get, you create that flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
3, live your passion. Do something that makes you feel you're not working.
Get daily inspiration is number 4. And we've had many of our friends and associates who've been on the show in the past who do this all the time in terms of, if you want to call it meditation or somehow
yoga,
focusing
yourself
on what great events are going to take place in the day and visualizing the success of the events. So that get daily inspiration is number four and number five.
I think this is the most important one. Be honest. Really be honest with yourself. Say, what do I want out of my life? We have one life. Who do I want in it? How do I want to share? And if you're just honest with yourself and you're honest with others, man, it opens up that drain.
There's a reason that's number five, because I think that's the most difficult of them all.
It is.
Yeah.
To be honest with yourself and know, well, really say to yourself, what do I want? Where do I want to go? Who do I want to surround myself with? And set goals and expectations that you can achieve.
Right. Mike, you're never going to be a concert pianist.
Right.
Forget it. Don't do that. Don't even try to do that. Do something that you are more inclined to be successful at.
Correct.
Okay, being honest. Now, because this is there was five easy ones, now we can go in more depth with nine steps to thinking more positively.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take the first one.
Please.
If you don't mind. Talk to yourself the right way. Now, these are from articles we found all over the place and then sort of slid them into, you know, segments here. But talk to yourself the right way. You can do this by staying positive and giving your subconscious mind the right instructions to help you achieve any goal. What is he talking about? Uh-huh. That's right. We give you permission to talk to yourself a lot, out loud. But I do that all the time.
All the time.
I talk to the dogs as well.
Yeah.
You hear me mumbling all the time and you say, what? Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself.
Well, isn't it kind of like, you know, Mike or Jennifer, I can do this. Don't be ridiculous. Get out and do this. This is what you're made of.
I know.
This is
true.
How you can do it.
Yep, yep, yep.
So that goes right into avoid negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people talk themselves out of achieving their goals because they never want to take that first step. They don't think they're good enough. They don't think they're smart enough. They don't think they'll be liked. You have to get rid of the negativity. If this is something you truly believe you love and want to do and surround yourself with, then do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's one that I find kind of tricky. Adopt a positive belief system. Sounds, you know, pretty thin on the top, but the truth is, thoughts are things. Thoughts create your reality. Oh, boy, this is like me all over it. Your thoughts are a result of your beliefs. If you think I'm delivering a big banana to you to read something you thoroughly love. But anyway, ask yourself a serious question. Are your beliefs helping you or hurting you? If your beliefs don't allow you to create the life you want to live, time to fix it. And here you have one of the most quintessential.
I do. But first of all, I want to say, I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
One of the reasons why we started to do this one ourselves was our goddaughter, Lauren Everett's from The Skinny Confidential, was reading a book called Think and Grow Rich.
That's right.
And she said, it was Audible Books.
Yeah.
And she said, have you ever read this book? And I thought, oh my gosh, this was one of the main books we read back in the day to put into our training, one of the segments for our training. And basically what this book is about is you set your own limits in your own mind. So for example, you say, okay, I can never be a millionaire.
What?
Because,
yeah.
You know, my mother, I'm not smart enough. Or my parents, you know, we're middle class, or whatever that means these days.
Yeah.
We can't afford to do this. We're not going to do this. And you actually set monetary limits in your mind to stop you from making more money than you should.
I know. I upbringing.
Yeah, upbringing.
I'm guilty as charged right there.
Oh, me too.
Anyway,
and so
you kind of laughed and said, well, hey, we've...
I said, yeah, I mean, we read it. It's a great book. Go out and read it. But it's all also, it's about thinking your way to success. And I was going to go into the thing about abundance and, you know, wealth and thinking and putting the right... But there's this poem, this old poem.
And we've used it many times.
We use it in our training. And it might sound corny, but listen to this. It really says everything.
Okay, do it up proud, baby.
If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out in this world, we find success begins with a person's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life battles don't always go to the stronger or faster person. But sooner or later, the person who wins is the one who thinks they can.
Well done. You popped that baby right. You've done this before.
No, but I know it sounds like a corny little poem.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. It isn't. And you know what? The first line of that comes to mind so often in our lives over the years. I'm glad that you had a chance to read the whole piece.
Yeah.
And really, Lauren, thanks, because you kind of brought us around to finding that again and making it happen.
It's all if you think you can, you can. It's, remember the little engine that could?
Yes.
I think I can't. It was all, he was going up the hill. And the only way the little
dragging
engine
up another locomotive.
Yeah, and the only way he could do it was through his thought, his spirit.
Well,
good little children's story.
It is. So I'm going to move ahead just a little bit, because what you just inspired in me is to say yes. Great things happen when you begin to say yes to life, when you believe that you can do it. You become more passionate. You enjoy life more. You take more risks, which means you grow faster. Hard to believe, huh? No, it's, of course, it's obvious. Saying yes to life allows you to live your potential and enjoy the journey at the same time. And isn't that the point, enjoying the journey?
Oh, yeah, because life is short. And Gary Vaynerchuk, he's one of these big influencers.
That's a relatively new term. Influencer now is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing. And he does. He talks about, you know, I don't care if you're old. If you're old, you've lived, darn it. And if you're young, listen to the old. If you're old, listen to the young, because they know how to do things that you don't know how to do. I mean, it's a give and take here.
Reminded me of when we were talking to the folks who have the automotive repair place, and how the older fella, the founder of the company, he was plodding along, making beautiful work, doing very, you know, reasonably priced repairs. His son came in there and blew the place apart with all modern technology. And at first, I don't know about that. I don't know about this. I don't know. And then suddenly, hey, the business is growing. Everybody's happy. It's exciting because they trusted each other and the power of their positive approach to it.
You need all the ingredients to bake a good cake.
Oh, here, listen, Mrs. Cornball, when was the last cake you baked, bud?
I don't know. Well, a long time ago. A German chocolate cocoa cream cake.
You're kidding.
No, my mother made it, and I said I did. Home ec.
Okay. I believe it. But you were positive that you did.
It was. Yeah, I went in there saying, this was mine.
Yeah, okay.
Get rid of your brain junk. Okay. Everyone carries around mental baggage. You know, you didn't have the best education. You had a bad upbringing. Whatever it may be, the happiest, most successful people replace the junk with positive thinking. They basically think, okay, that's what happened to me, but I need to put that on the back burner and move on.
Well, I love it. Take daily actions toward your goals, not just the thoughts that we talked about earlier, because success is achieved through a few simple behaviors that you repeat every day. And this is really true. I love this. Nothing more, nothing less. When you think of any successful, happy, or healthy person, you'll realize that the person has done specific things consistently in order to reach that level of success. You can watch that in people who are really good at things. Huh? Don't overcomplicate things as you build your life. Do something each day that will get you where you want to be, and then keep it until you get it.
But you know what? Remember, what? I talked to you earlier this week. I saw this, and it's a very famous speech from a captain or a general in the Army or Navy, perhaps.
Yeah.
And he says, if you do just one thing, make your
bed. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was some admiral or something.
Make your bed in the morning, because that sets the tone for the rest of the day. If you haven't done, don't do anything else. You come home, and at least you know I've successfully made my bed. And that starts your brain working in the order that I've accomplished this. Let's go on to the next. Let's go on to the next. And I like that.
I liked it, too. I remember you bringing it up, and I remember that it prompted me to start making lists.
Exactly.
Not because my brain is leaving my body here, but truly, if you make the lists, then you have these wonderful feelings of accomplishment, when you can check off each item down the pile.
Yeah, so make your bed in the morning. And it'll set the tone.
And also, you make the list, don't make it so lengthy that it's impossible. And if you make the list and you don't get all the items in, don't beat yourself up.
No, transfer it to the next day.
Look what you did.
But make the bed.
Absolutely.
A dream big, think big, act big. Lots of people settle for an average life. And if that's what you want, that's great. But most people seem to want more these days. And why not? Go for it. Go for the big prize. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
Well, I think that's kind of an ebb and flow in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sure is.
You know, at some points in your life, you are more aggressive, more ambitious, and you want more for yourself. And then there are other times when you just fade to black. I mean, you're just tired.
You get tired. Or, as you get older, you get tired.
And your environment changes in such a way that you may not have enough powerful, positive energy to overcome the challenges that are in your path. And that happens, too. But reorganizing these thoughts, the way that we're kind of describing them today, I think, may sound like it's basic, but hey, we're living it right now, folks. We are living, me and Jen are living this, and it actually works. We've trained it, we taught it, we researched it, we lived it, we failed at it, but we're back at it again.
Yeah, and we've been through a lot of physical setbacks, emotional setbacks. So, you know, you just can't let those things stop you. They can slow you down for a while, then move on.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a little bit more, would you say it's technical, but it isn't.
I like it, though. It's not too ooga booga. It kind of gets down
Well, the author said it
was
ooga
booga. Give me something to do, you know?
Okay. Here's a couple of two different perspectives, I guess is the best word. Two different perspectives on how to get this done. The law of attraction, also known as let it happen. This is by Jim Jensen. So what these steps are, they're six little things. Just don't write them down. Don't think. Just absorb what we're saying here. Get a SMART goal based on personal desire or need. Write it down with great clarity and precision description, just like my lists. Get laser focused on the end result. Accomplish the list. Make affirmations daily to get your subconscious working on it. Very good. Mm-hmm. Love that. Mm-hmm. Once you start something buzzing in the back of your head, even though you're sleeping, sometimes things will occur to you and you solve problems. Okay, visualize and feel your success. Remember, these are the law of attraction. And finally, let your subconscious mind guide you to your goal. Now, this is one point of view, Jim Jensen. The law of attraction, also known as let it happen. The flip side is
mental toughness. Make it happen.
Not let it happen. Make it happen.
Don't focus on the result. You're going to get there, but just focus on what you're doing each step at a time. Set totally realistic and measurable process goals. Mm-hmm. Measure success in terms of daily achievements. Be relentless in your focus and commitment. Play a success video in your mind twice a day.
Well, that's cool.
Isn't that neat? So
you
kind of play that little thing in your mind. This is what I want. Tell friends, coworkers, and anyone else you meet about your plan. Get people behind you, the right people behind you.
So which of the two is best? I know which way I kind of lean, but although there are steps in both of these schools and they're in common, you can hear from what we just said, namely the belief that you need to come up with a specific goal and then visualize you making it happen. This is where the similarities end between the law of attraction and mental toughness. So the idea of making it happen versus letting it happen couldn't be further apart in actual practice. So which system does scientific research show is more effective at helping people?
Mm-hmm. Well, they say mental toughness is based on the science of sports psychology, the same type of work that has propelled some of the world's greatest athletes to their peak performance levels.
Well, you'd have to agree on that. I mean, you can feel sports all over this, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, how fast can you run the 100 yards, that kind of thing, or 100 meters or whatever?
Well, you look at remember the Olympics were on, the Winter Olympics, and you saw the look in these people's faces. I mean, they were really focused.
Oh, yeah.
They had that mental toughness that nothing was going to stop them.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So the law of attraction, however, while there doesn't seem to be, it seems to kind of let you off the hook a bit. Where there doesn't seem to be systemic research on the law of attraction, these are apparently studies that show that really they help. So they go through a whole bunch of folks who've written about it, but there have been hundreds of experiments investigating the role of intention. Now, here we go. Mm-hmm. On living and non-living systems. Those studies suggest to the very high levels of statistical certainty. Da-da-da-da! Factors like focus, motivation, and belief combine in complex ways to apparently influence the world at large. So going back to your poem written 100 years ago or whatever, it's all true then, was all true then, and it's all true now.
I tell you, it is intention. It's just pure intention. And the takeaway of this is,
yep,
if you want to learn how to achieve your goals, just remember, in order to succeed, mm-hmm, you need to act. It's as simple as coming up with a specific goal and focusing on it intently.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly is. It is be to have, you know. You
have
to be something. If you want to be something, you have to do this, and then you'll have what you want.
Yep.
Be, do, have. And that was something we taught in our class.
That's right. And a little, I guess just a little dot at the end of the sentence. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But which step are you going to take? So you have to know that you need to take a step, don't you? We know we do. We did. We have. And we're headed the right direction now, in my belief.
I really do. And you probably have heard all this before, like we said. And that's what Gary Vaynerchuk says. He goes out and he says, I keep telling the same message. You can do it. It doesn't matter if you're 60, you're 10, you're 30. But he says, I just keep repackaging it and telling it, because there's only one way, and that way is intention.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of work.
It does. It sounds so remarkably simple, but it's so remarkably difficult to put into practice unless you have someone kind of in your corner and helping you out. And that's where being married for 33 years is a big help.
It really does. But if you're not married, you know, your significant other or a friend or a family member, there's always someone there in mm-hmm. your court.
You don't always have to dig down deep yourself. There's always someone around who can
absolutely
help. Or even reading a book about it or listening to
some
a
motivational
speaker.
I mean, just go ahead. They help. They really do help.
Tony, we're helping you out here, Mr. Robbins.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, got a fun fact for you.
Okay.
Oh, no. You found this one. You tell
it's
me.
It's kind of this creepy. I've been reading a lot of books about...
Like the ghost story thing? All
yeah.
That? Yeah.
Sorry, we have a really dry air here today.
It's really bad.
It's Santa Ana. We live in Southern California. And my throat. Anyways,
okay. You all right?
Your mind can sense that someone is staring at you even when you're asleep. Isn't that creepy?
No, that's too creepy. I hope that is not true. I truly, in my heart of hearts, hope that is
just
bunk.
So if you're fast asleep and I was staring at you, you would have that sense.
I'd be so oblivious, I'd know I'm new.
Well, I tried it with Chloe, our dog, and she probably smelled me and didn't really sense that I was staring at her. She was fast asleep.
And she woke up?
And she woke up.
Okay.
But I just thought that was kind of interesting. Our brains, once again, are so powerful that if they can sense that, they can sense what we want in life and you can go for it.
Okay, I'm going to let you swallow for a second while I do your health minute. You're right. It is doggone dry here today. Okay, Jen's Health Minute is a very simple one, too. If you smile, even if you're in a bad mood, it will immediately improve your mood. You've heard this before, you folks out there. Come on. But it's the truth. The simple action of thinking about smiling and using the muscles in your face to smile is enough to trigger happy chemicals in the brain.
It's true.
It's true,
though. If you smile, you actually start the serotonin going in your brain.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's that simple. Thank God.
I know. So give it a try. Okay. I've actually tried that before. When I was really mad, I just smiled, and it does work. Just try it.
Okay.
When you're mad, try it.
I know not to make you mad. So
yeah.
You know, on the rare occasion when I make you mad. Keep smiling, darling. Keep smiling.
Radio silence.
I'm worth it. I mean it. Look, and I'm doing the City of Hope. Show me some respect here.
Time off.
All right. Oh, boy.
We went to the weirdest movie.
Weirdest movie.
It's called The Party,
yeah.
P-A-R-T-Y. It has Cillian Murphy in it. It has Kristen Scott Thomas and a boatload of famous people. And basically, it's in black and white.
Yeah.
And it takes place current day. And there are a bunch of people that come to a cocktail party.
It's impossible to describe this in any other detail than what you've just provided.
It is
because
so
it takes
interesting.
Every move, every turn, everything the quirky bizarreness that you can think of. So you really have to be like a film noir fan to love it as much as we did.
Well, or really like just enjoy it through to the end, because the end is fabulous. And it's only in playing in select theaters. But if you get a chance or you can rent it or whatever. Get
okay,
it.
Okay, put it this way. We were the only three. We're a friend of Grace. We were the only three people in the theater. Now, I hasten to say that the two other people arrived, but they were employees of the theater.
They were. But it's good. I'm telling you, it's worth checking out. It's so different.
Oh, whoa, is it different? I don't know what's going to happen next awards cycle because it'll be in there. So we'll
I hope
see.
So.
I hope so, too. Okay, so remember when... Oh, God, this is a great memory, too.
We... We're both actors in the theater, and we were doing a show called Norman, Is That You?
Oh, yeah. That's good for you to remember the doggone show.
And it had June Lockhart and Gail Gordon. Mm-hmm. June Lockhart played the mom in Lassie. She was in
Lost in Space. She was all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful lady.
Oh.
Brilliant talent.
Yeah.
And Gail Gordon, who played Mr. Mooney in The Lucy Show.
And many, 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 many radio series.
Tons.
In the earlier days before all TV. So I mean,
he was big stars.
Yeah, really
super
terrific.
big stars.
Unbelievable.
So we were poor actors and we were in Saskatchewan,
I believe. Bad actors, but people without money.
Correct. Correct. We were good actors. We were
but poor.
Starving actors.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And I think we were in Saskatchewan or somewhere on the prairies of Canada, and we were doing the show, and it was Academy Awards night. And I was renting a room in someone's house in a poorer area of town. And being young and loving what I was doing, I decided to invite these two big stars
to an Academy
Awards party. And, you know, I really thought, hey, you know what? This is great. We'll all get together. And I got, you know, cheap wine and chips and, you know, dip and that. And you know what these big stars did? June Lockhart came. Number one.
She did.
Had a great
time
with all of us poor actors. She's a huge star. Didn't put ego over anything. She was one of us. And Gail Gordon would have come, but he was older at the time, and he had a big show. I think we had two shows the next day.
Right.
And but he sent along all kinds of
booze.
Yeah, wine, I think vodka or something.
I don't know.
And a beautiful little card saying, I'm with you in spirit. And I guess... why I love this is that here's two big stars that weren't good enough or too good.
Too good.
Sorry.
Too big.
Too big for us little guys. And that is what, in my mind, makes a star.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hear stories about the ones who will go into a restaurant and they'll have a meal and it costs $250 or whatever and they tip 100%.
I know.
I love that. I hear that, you know, frequently about some of them, and then you hear quite the opposite about others. So let's favor the ones who do, because they're the real stars in our view.
Yeah, so I guess the moral of the story is we're all in this together, like I say, at the end of every show, and you just never know where your opportunities are come from. So don't turn anyone away. Like we said, say yes. Go out there and share.
Let me give you a quote. This is from a fellow named Jim Elliot. Wherever you are, be all there.
Why, I like that.
It's short and sweet, isn't it?
It is.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Elliott.
I think this really sums up positive thinking. When a negative thought enters your mind, think three positive ones. Train yourself to flip the script, the power of positive thinking. Because you know what? We're all in this together.